So, wir sind jetzt im Interview mit Kalipi und hello, Mr. Kalipi, introduce yourself to the crowd. What do you do and who are you?
Well, blessed love, this is Kalipi, the lyrical fire. I'm a reggae artist, dancehall artist, musician, you know, singer. I'm from the Caribbean island Guadeloupe,
okay,
and Switzerland, and I live in Kingston, Jamaica. Yeah.
Cool. And how did you get into reggae and dancehall, or who inspired you over the years?
Well, I grew up with reggae and dancehall. This is like the music I grew up with in my house. You know, my father is a Rasta man.
Okay.
And he's a musician as well. So that's how I kind of get introduced to music, you know, in first place. And then I listened to a lot of different music as well, of course. But reggae music was always my first music, you know, like roots artist, conscious artist, you know?
Yeah, man. And you said it already, but you moved to Jamaica in 2010. And why?
You know, for me, it had two decisions, you know, that made me move to Jamaica. Definitely one is for the music, you know, because there is a real platform for reggae and dancehall music, you know, around here. The people understand what I'm saying in my music and it connect faster, and then still it connect to the rest of the world because people look to Jamaica for reggae music and dancehall music, you know. And I want to contribute to the reggae music and dance music here by doing good music, quality music, you know. And that's one part. And then the other part is, of course, my personal life. I feel real comfortable being in the Caribbean, being home.
Okay.
For me, it's really being home. You understand? I'm around my people. I have a lot of Rasta man around, a lot of Rasta woman. It's like more balance, you understand, for me.
All right, so it's also a hard thing.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I feel much more comfortable being here, like in the sunshine and do the same music, you understand?
Yeah, man. Switzerland is not the right place when you don't like snow or thing. And, but have you never thought about making music in German? Because you lived years in Switzerland, and I think you not speak much Patois in Switzerland.
The thing is, it depends, you know, your surrounding, you understand?
Yeah.
I still grew up talking a lot of English because most of my friends speak English.
Okay.
You know, and Patois and Creole also, my father speak Creole. Mm-hmm. You know, and then, of course, Swiss German, because my mother is from Zurich, so she speaks Swiss German, and I speak Swiss German as well.
Irie.
Now, the singing part, I never really meditate to sing in Swiss German, because it's not my vibe, you understand?
Yeah,
the
man.
Fire that my music has is definitely in Patois and Creole and these dialects, you understand?
Yeah. And you said it, the fire in your music. Hot Stepper was one of the big hits in 2011. So after the tune buzzed all over the world and every dance played your tunes, what was your reaction about this? Was it...
You know, I was really not surprised, because, you know, the thing is a tune that when we chose to launch this song in Jamaica, it was because everywhere I was in Jamaica and I introduced that song, people say, yo, this is sick, this is mad, this need to go out. And once we start to spread it in Jamaica, it really take on to the world real fast.
Yeah.
But I was surprised in the fact that I have a lot of other music, you understand? I have a lot of strong reggae music and other dancehall music.
Yeah.
And this one was more like a world music style, more hip-hop influenced. You see, it's still with a dancehall flow, but it's more like a hip-hop thing, and it just take on to the dancehall same way, you know?
Yeah, man. And is there a story behind Hot Stepper? I heard it was on a snowboard DVD, or was part of a soundtrack.
Yeah, it was, You know, it's the song Like a Lion is on the soundtrack for the Like a Lion movie.
Ah, okay.
You know, which was put out, which is a documentary about the skier Tana Hall, you know, which is one of the greatest skiers in America right now.
Free skiing.
Free ski. Okay. And we put out the soundtrack for the movie, and that was the main song, you know. And it's very funny because you see this song, Hot Stepper, really, the inspiration of that song, I can tell you, on your radio, because it has to do with what happened around your place. It was the day when your friend, Robert, came to pick me up in Switzerland with the car.
Ah, okay, at the border.
Yes, we had some problem at the border, and at the end, we were talking for a long time to the police officer, you know. And that's kind of the feeling I put into Hot Stepper, the song, when I say, oh, I sing so sweet into the Babylon them ears and make them quake and all of that.
Mm.
Knock them out. This is because we were talking to this officer until he gave up and said, yes, he's doing wrong right now, you know.
Irie. Straight.
So that is like, that when I came back from that session, it inspired me to make the Hot Stepper song, you know.
Cool. And
yes.
Your label is called Inspired Records, and tell us something about it.
You know, Inspired Music is right now a young label, which is from me and Phantom, you know, the engineer and producer. And then you have people like Tana Hall and Iberg, who definitely are part of Inspired Music, you know. It's four of us that started Inspired Music concept, and then you have also other people helping around. You understand, we have a big team who consists of people that do promotion, you understand, people that help in designs, you know, help us to do videos, help us to promote the music that we do, you understand, all the work that it needs around, manage everything. So I'm really thankful for that, you know. We have a lot of producers, a lot of musicians working with, so Inspired is really, it's really growing, and it's something that is going to be really large, because it works with the people, you understand?
Yeah,
Inspired is four corners of the world, so it includes a lot of people, you know, because there is a lot of talented youths out there.
Okay, and you in October, you released your Unstoppable album, your second album, and it's straight dancehall. How did it come about that you have no reggae tune upon it?
It's like that, you know. I wanted to do an album first that is kind of mixed up, you know, and then I said, no, you know what I'm going to do right now is, instead of putting out an album that is half reggae, half dancehall, I put out a more dancehall, hip-hop oriented album that is more like for the people that love that type of music, you understand?
Yeah.
And still give them my roots message in these dancehall songs, you know, so that when they get interested into the thing now and they check out Kali P, they see, oh, but Kali P is more than a dancehall artist, you know. And likewise for the reggae people to see, oh, Kali P can do something else as well, you understand, I'm not limited when I do music.
Yeah.
But then again, I will work on a next Roots album that I'm working on right now, that will be a straight Roots album, real music, you understand, where I think take all my time and bring out a real strong meditation. You know what I mean? The album Unstoppable, I recorded that in the last 3 years, you know, with a man called Riga, which is a big producer right now as well, you know, and we recorded these songs not knowing that we're going to put out an album. It's really when I moved to Jamaica, I spoke with Riga and said, yo, you know, all these songs that we recorded are very special and we shouldn't just let them go to waste. We should put them out and make an album, and this album would be Unstoppable. That's why we call it Unstoppable, you know?
Yeah, man. Also, in the iTunes charts, your album wasn't Unstoppable. It was Unstoppable.
Yeah, so, definitely.
So the response or the reaction from the crowd was amazing, I think. And How you feel the time after releasing the album?
Yeah, you know, the thing is, I'm really happy that the album get accepted well and people understand what I try to bring. You know, it's not like I switch my style or whatever. It's really, I love music and I love to do a lot of different music. And yeah. People start to know right now that Calliope is just a versatile artist, still putting out a righteous message in no matter what type of music he does. You understand? It's for the yeah. love of the music. And a lot of people have different tastes. It's not everybody that has one taste of music. You listen that, somebody else listens something mm-hmm. else. I listen a lot of different music, and the reaction I get from Unstoppable, I'm really thankful that people really love it. I get a lot of letters and emails from different countries in the world, you know, people listen it and it touch them. And, you know, that's that, yeah. that for me, that's more motivation to do next projects, you know?
Yeah, cool. And so what's your future plans? You was in Germany, I think, the last months or
yes, I was on a tour,
yeah,
and we did a couple shows, yeah, for the Unstoppable album in October, and we did some shows for the Ski Movement, you know, playing in the premieres,
okay,
with Tana Hall for his new movie Retaliac. And right now in the future, still I'm in the moment, I'm really, like I said, recording a lot for the Roots album, you know.
Yeah.
I'm working on a small mixtape, you know, for the fans, like a free mixtape that I will put out at some time. And then at the same time, I'm working like really on a lot of different things. I'm recording a lot of songs, you know, make sure that next year the fire is really stepping and blazing. You know, there is a lot of different producers we're working with, like even Bobby Digital here in Jamaica, you know, which is a great reggae producer, one of the greatest reggae producer.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's mad. We're even very sad right now. It's like enough things happened the other day. One big producer passed away, one of the greatest producer, Fatis Borel.
Yeah, and, man. Saturday.
And, exactly. And I even mm-hmm. did some work with him before I went on the Europe tour. Just a few days before I went on tour, I recorded a song with him.
Okay.
Or the album as well, so it's cool. Crazy, eh?
Yeah. And
so, but a lot of things coming up. I mean, the Unstoppable still have a couple singles coming out from the Unstoppable album. We'll have some videos dropping and all these kind of things, you know. You can always check out. I do a lot of videos, you know, try to put the music to the visual as well.
All right.
So, all right. Yeah.
So, Calliope, give thanks for the nice interview. And if you have any shout out for the crowd here in Freiburg, let them know.
Yeah, man, you don't know. I want to give thanks to all the listeners, you know, all the people them that listen to the radio still in these times, you know, and all the people them that promote the radio, like you yourself, you know. We say big up the Forward Radio, straight up four corners of the world. We say inspired. Freiburg, bless up yourself. You don't know Pyro, DJ, Stoney, the whole family.